This is Sean Kirker with Voices Live On for Dance and
Sylvina Cruz.
Sylvina Cruz, and we have two dance instructors from Five Star Dance Studios. Could you please say your names?
Sherry Hood.
Angie Wood.
Okay. So individually, Sherry, when did you first get inspired to dance, not just with your friends somewhere, but as far as taking classes, like how did that start?
It started when I was around 7 or 8 years old. I joined a little dance studio and we did pom-pom dancing, moved on to jazz and tap and hip-hop and things like that. Now I found myself in the ballroom world. I did dancing in college. I did the moving company at IEPUI here in downtown Indianapolis. Okay. And then that kind of faded away after I graduated. And then I found a job offer here and went for it. And here I am.
So how long have you been instructing with Five Star?
I've been with Five Star since February of this year, of 2018.
Okay. All right. So basically the same set of questions for you. What originally inspired you and what kind of led that path? And then how long have you been with Five Star?
I started dancing when I was 2 because of my mom, actually. She did a lot of dancing in New York and New Jersey, and because of that, she just kind of passed down that love. So I did that literally until now, basically. I started ballroom when I was 12 at my middle school. Got really lucky to be able to do that. Suffered a little bit to join the Navy. Then I moved up here, and I've been with Five Star since middle of September, actually.
Okay. Let you cover the next
one. All right. And which studio are you with?
I am with the Carmel Studio.
Okay. Me too. I'm with Carmel.
All right. And how long have you guys been taking ballroom?
I actually started taking ballroom when I applied for this job back in February.
Congratulations.
So I've been training every day since.
I did it from the time I was 12 to about 16 and then taught for a couple of years in Florida, and now I'm here.
Perfect. And what inspires each of you to continue to do this and grow?
The love for my students, yeah, to see how they grow and progress and to pass my knowledge on to them.
Right.
It's great. And I like to hear their stories of how I inspired them. And it's a great time.
I just love dancing, and I want everyone to love dancing, too.
Right.
It's just...
Your inspiration
great.
Inspires others. So.
Exactly.
Where is your favorite place that you have ever danced?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Well, as of now, I'm liking Five Star. I'm having so much fun. It's become...
No, think of this as not where you've worked,
okay,
but where you've actually danced in a beautiful backdrop or a unique situation.
Right. Probably with the moving company in college, we had student choreography shows where we could make everything from the stage backgrounds to the costumes,
wow,
to the choreography, to the people who were in the show. We did everything ourselves.
And what about you?
It's a really hard question. Honestly, my favorite absolute moment would have to be when I was dancing in Chorus Line. Just that opening number, every time we started the show, it was just breathtaking every time.
That's perfect. Beautiful. And what is your favorite Five Star memory?
Memory. There's so many. Everything's a great memory.
Right.
Everyone here is family, so every time we have showcase or a classic or just parties at the studio, it's great. There's not one specific memory I can think of. Everything is...
Collaboration.
Yes.
The day I was hired, actually, I thought it was a terrible interview. I was told that my lead was terrible. I thought I did terribly. And then I was hired, and I was like, really? This is the best day of my life? And it's such a great family that I'll never regret that day, ever.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.